As Master Chazan Ish said, we all know the Pesim Sachem brings down that by a bris, you're not supposed to invite anybody to a bris. Why? Because if you invite somebody to a bris, Pesim brings down a medrash. If you invite somebody and he doesn't come, then it's very chomer, you hate benidim. So it's nice once of Nebrak that you know somebody made a bris, first time made a bris, no one really came. So the second time, when he made a bris, he ran around the Pesim Medrash finding everybody. I'm inviting to bris, make sure he wants to have a big oil there, he ran around inviting everybody. Now, there's some people over there who weren't so excited about going. Happily, there's one very big masmid. We pushed it, he didn't have the time. He can't go to bris, can't stay by the Suda. So he went to ask the Chazan Ish, is he mechuyif to go to this bris when the person invited him? He haven't eaten them. So Chazan Ish said that the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be at a Suda, which there are people who don't do things properly. So the Chazan Ish said that if you buy a suda with a lot of people, probably they're going to be people who aren't going to do Matias Adayim properly. Because most people, they don't know the halachas of Matias Adayim properly. If a chazan is said, you don't have to go to the bris. That's what he said. So I just want to discuss a little bit the halachas of Matias Adayim, because I find these halachas a lot of times, I remember when we learned the sugya, so me and my chavus of Shaggy Kalas, we would buy simcha, and we were watching people do Matias Adayim, like three quarters of people mom did it wrong. Now there are two types of people on Matias Adayim. There are two types of categories of people. There's some people who, you know, when you're waiting in line, you know, in the mirror, like some people just like 2 seconds, you know, very quickly, they wash their hands. Half the time they wash half the hand, they miss half the hand, they don't do the full hand. Then there's another type of person who, you know, it's very annoying to be behind them in line. They're sitting there, you know, before they wash, sitting there like making sure their hands are dry, like checking their hands, like, you know, make sure no chatzitzas. Then they wash one hand, take out a paper towel, dry the cup. No, you never seen those people? Okay. You never washed in the dining room, in the mirror? So, okay, something, whatever, the two types of it. It's always like, you know, when there's 5 people online, there's always one person like that, you know, a little blind. I found both of them, we'll speak about both of those types, both of them are not correct. Let's start the lachas. Fine. First of all, is how much do you need to be chayiv in Tisa Dan? How much water do you need? How much do you have to eat? How much food? How much? Because I asked what he said. Okay, what? Okay, that's good. Okay, it's good thing we're starting with that. This is going to give grad at my house every week is going to give because, you know, when you have a bunch of kids, there's always different kids that have different tastes. So some of my kids only eat bakery challah, and some of the kids only eat homemade challah. So every week after we wash and take, you know, when it comes to go out the challah, there's always like one kid protesting, like, he's not eating, right? And he's sitting there quiet. And if like, after like 5 minutes, he gives in and he takes like a little crumb. Like a little crumb to get to the bracha. So Shaila is, how much do you need to be yotza in order to have a chiyuv to make a bracha? So the Shaila is, what's the reason why we watch the Tiasi Daim? So really, the Mishruvim brings down 2 reasons. One reason is because this dashing is in Kedoshim, it's in your Kedusha, it's in the Kaddish itself, therefore you wash Eretz. The other reason is because of the Kahanim, the Baruch, which from Srach Truma, that being that hands are usually are tamei and kahanim, they can eat truma, they can be tamei the truma. Because of that, because that was geizah that everyone has to wash their hands before they eat in order that kahanim shouldn't come to be tamei truma. And the Chaver says, for something to be kabel tamei, how much do you need to be kabel tamei? What's the shir tamei of a food? May know? Food is mitamei how much? So the halacha is, a food is only mitamei if it has a shir besa. Has to be kazesim in order for the food to come tamei. Therefore, the Mechaber says the only time you make a bracha, there's many guests I'll show this, a lot of times we don't need so much challah. The only time you can make a bracha on a Tiasi Dayim is if you're having a kibetza with the food. You're having 2 kazesim of bread. If you're not going to have that amount of bread, you're just having 1 kazayis, or you're having less than that, you're going to have to do a bali bracha. Set, what? You have to wash bali bracha. The only time there's a chiyuv to make a bracha on a Tiasi Dayim is to have a kibetza, 2 kazesim. How much is a kibetza? Less than a regular angel's loaf of bread, like a nice sized piece of bread. One piece of bread is basically a kibetza. You have to make sure you're having that amount. Now, what's common a lot of times is people wash, they eat a little bread, and then they eat the first course, then they eat some more bread. The mice is not correct. The grass says that which you have a kibetza, you have to have a kibetza pegidei achilas pras. You have to eat a kibetza, and there's 2 kizesim, that one big slice of bread, you have to have the gedei achilas pras, which is within 5 or 6 minutes. So really, right when you, after you wash, you have to make a mitzi. You should make sure right away that you take eat a kibitz right away in order that you shouldn't forget or you shouldn't break it up. Otherwise, you're getting some of the shayla of a bracha latal. Yes, it's clear. What's the share? Kibetza, how much you have to, and how long you have to eat kibetza? What? 5-6 minutes. Okay, fine. Fine. So let's talk about now about if you're not eating a kibetza, you still have to wash. Believe bracha. That's what you're asking. Fine. Let's talk about chatzitza. What? Yeah, as soon as you taste the first bite, you can talk. Just out the... Yeah, that's not problem. Yeah, you can talk, but you just... right. Fine. What? No, as soon as you swallow. As soon as you swallow the first mouth, you can talk, but you have to make sure to do it. Now, let's talk about chatzitza. Oh, like we have an ink marker over here. Okay. Chatzitza, fine, you'll see that. So the shayla is, a lot of times it's common for people to have ink marks like this. I didn't do this on purpose. ink marks, or are your hands a little bit dirty? Sometimes people have a cut, there's a little blood, scabs. The shayla is what's considered chatzitza for Ntiyasidan. So clause like this. If it's something which amir hamakbid, amir hamakbid means if you have something on your hands, which you're makbid, you don't want it there, your hands are dirty from, you got a piece of cake, your hands are a little dirty from it, or something spilled on it, there's a little bit of blood, something which you're makbid that should not be there, amir hamakbid, that's considered chatzitza fentiyasidan. Let's say you're the type of person, you don't care about things. You don't care your hands are dirty. Right? You don't care your hands are dirty. But most people would care in this situation. So Mechaber says that's also chatzitza. There's anything which most people would care about, or you are makbid on to take off, that's the chatzitza, and you have to make sure you get it off before you wash your hands. Therefore, if you had a little scab and there's a little dry blood around the scab, so what's halacha? What? You have to make sure to get it off because that's a chatzitza. You have a splinter. Let's say somebody has a splinter and he's having a hard time getting it out. So it's like this. If the splinter is all in the finger, it's below the skin, then it's not considered chatzitza. But if the splinter would be equal to the skin or sticking up a little bit, that would be considered chatzitza. It's something which most people are makban. Therefore, it would be a problem. Now, in terms of ink, I think ink is the most negated gashayla. Ink, the halacha is like this. Even if it's something which people are makbid on, but ink is really, it's inked by mamashis. There's nothing really here, right? It's just dry ink. There's no mamashis over here. If I take it off, I'm not going to get anything off. You could get off the ink, but just inked by mamashis. It's no mamashis. Anything other than mamashis, it's not considered chatzitza. So ink with that klal is not going to be a problem because it doesn't have any mamashis to it, and therefore it's going to be beset. A ring is a problem, Mekadin. The problem with a ring is just that the water might not get underneath it. So if you have a ring which is very loose, which the water would get underneath it, then it's okay. The Olitzin says that if it's loose enough, the water would get underneath it. Okay. Any other shahs about chatzitza?
Can't get it off.
Can't get off, then you have a problem. But no, even if you can't get it off, it could be the water gets underneath it. It's not all right just because you can't get it off. No, not really. You plan to take it out eventually, right? Oh, broken arm, very good. Okay, let's talk about that. Okay, so in terms of somebody who has a band-aid on his finger, is a renegade, or you have a cut, or has a cast, so it looks like this. Anything with no chashash, is also negated in Govas in the morning, anything which is no chashash, they can take it off during the Suda, because either a cast, you can't take it off, or you have a cut which hurts, therefore you're not going to remove the band-aid, then you do not have to wash the place of the band-aid or the cast. If it's something which maybe you'll take it off during the Suda, the cut is basically healed, there was no problem taking it off, then you wouldn't have to wash it. But if there's no chashash, you can take it off, then you don't have to wash the band-aid. But there's one very big problem. The Shmur says you don't have to wash the band-aid, but everything around the band-aid you have to wash. Therefore, let's say somebody has a cut, he has a band-aid, let's say around over here. You have to wash until the band-aid. And by that cloud, people don't want to do that because you wash close to the band-aid. The band-aid gets wet. Once the band-aid gets wet, so then it falls off and gets dirty and things like that. Or you have a cast, right? You have a cast. Now I wash the cast. So being that you're not going to end up washing it all hand, that's going to be a problem because what's chayv in the tila is any part of the hand which is exposed, that's chayv to do the tila on. And if you're not going to end up doing that because you don't want to get your cast wet, or you don't want to get your hand wet, then you're not going to be using the tila. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do the bag trick. You're going to have to, let's say if your left hand has a cast, then the right hand's okay. So you wash one hand, and on your left hand, we have the cast on, you have to eat with a bag, you're going to have to cover it with a bag and eat the whole time with the bag.
You have to do that stuff?
Like the bag is not a chila, no. It's not a chila. It's only in a situation where you don't have water. But it's not a chila, because you maybe undo it. The chila is supposed to be the mitzvah tizdan karai. It's only if you don't have water. I remember once when we went back, when I was like 10 years old, we were in camp. So we were in like some park somewhere. So I don't know. I guess the counselors didn't want to take us to the closest bathroom to wash their hands. So they just told us everyone to put on bags on their hands to eat. Someday afterwards, like one of the parents like was ballistic. Said that, you know, the halacha is if you have water within 4 milin, if you have water within a 72-minute walk, then the halacha is you have to go wash your hands. It's the only time you're allowed to cover your hands in the bag is a situation where you can't, you have a cot. You're on an airplane, this doesn't happen when you're going to England. We're coming from America, it's a 12-hour flight, so sometimes the airlines run out of water. I don't know, you guys are short flights, I don't know if I have to you guys. But it happens, the airline runs out of water, especially if you're on, whatever. So the airline runs out of water, so in a situation where you don't have water, so that's the case. Where you don't have water, then you put the bags in your hand. But in the right situation, then one should not do it. Any other questions about chatzitza before we move on? Check your hands, make sure you have any shilas? No? Okay, fine. Not really, I'm saying. You don't have to make sure your nails are cut. Our nails are cut short enough, that's not a problem.
Why do you have to take the ring off if they never take off the nails?
If what?
Babies, why do they have to take their rings off when they wash? They never take the ring off while they eat.
No, it's only by. Why do they take it when they eat?
No, they're not going to.
Why not? Because they don't want to. It's only a lucky is the reason why you're not going to, because you have a cot. But if it's just, I'm not going to do it because I don't plan on doing it, that's not it. Okay, now in terms of the cup. So this is a halacha which is also a very important halacha. The cup, which for the TSA dying, has to be a kois shalom, like a chila. In other words, if you have a cup, which has a lot of times plastic cups, they get cracks on the top. So if you have a cup with a crack on the top, you shouldn't use it. Has to be shalom all around. It can't have a hole. It can't have a crack. It can't have a chip. What?
It has to be round.
It doesn't have to be round. No, it doesn't be round.
It can be like a jug with a spout.
Yeah, as long as... Yeah, it could be... it could be that too. But there has to be totally shalom lechachiva. It shouldn't have any cracks. It shouldn't have any chips. And you have to watch out, because a lot of times, you know, with these plastic cups, after a while, they break. What's with these chadpami, you know, a cup like this? Is it mutter to use a cup like this for Nitiyas Yadayim? So what? What do you say? That's the question. Is it considered a kliyah? I was once read, I was on a Ben Zman trip, and a World War broke out about this. They didn't have any, you know, we had some water, so one guy took out a plastic cup, poured the water in the cup, and started washing. And one guy said, made a macha, we're not yitza, and quickly went over to touch his hands, you know, to touch the guy's hands as he washes. But Al-Kalpanim, the halacha is like this. Now, it is halacha in the gay, a lot of halacha in the gay, a kiddish in the gay, a siddayim, it's a plastic cup to the clip. Now, what? That's shtil. That's shtil. There's nothing doing too. I mean, if it's nothing, so 2 times 0 is? 0, right? It doesn't do anything. Like this. By Kiddush is lechachila, Ramesh says. Mean by Kiddush, it's supposed to have a kois yafa, right? We have silver bechers. Have a kois yafa. Therefore, Ramesh says, a plastic cup, he says, is not considered a kois yafa, and therefore you shouldn't use it. Roy Paiskim hold the Maisa that even for Kiddush, you could use a plastic cup. That's the right place to go. I said, once in a shot, Rav Yasha. What? I guess this was one very place to hold. Avada chachila is more as a shoe. You should have a nice silver becher. But avada ikka, then you can use one plastic cup. You can use. I once sent a shot to Rav Yasha. He said, Rav Yasha said, plastic cup is a kois l'chol davar. It's a kli for everything, and you can use it bang for a kiddush. You want kiddush? Bang for a tis l'dayim. If you're on a trip, this is what you have. About it, it's the chachila. For the tizgam, it's not the chachila to use it. There's no reason to have a kais alpha. But kiddush is the chachila maybe to have a kais alpha. Fine, let's talk about the water. So the first shot is you have to have water. You're on a benzan trip, or you have is some petal, or you have is some. We have a benzan trip, yeah, some beer. Okay. So the question is, can you use beer for the tiyasi daim? So it's machlokes rishonim whether it has to be dafka mayim or can you use shar mashkin. So if you have water, obviously you should use water. But if you all you have is shar mashkin, so luckily if you wash with the shar mashkin, b'li bracha. Then that's machlokes rishonim. You do the b'li bracha. So all you have is beer. All you have is soda. You should use the soda and the beer. You should use it for the tiyasi daim, but you do it. You do it b'li bracha. I was once at the kids at somebody's house, so there was kid who came to watch the tiyasi daim, and like the family over there, they're very, very stingy. They were macking on every single pruta. And anyhow, so there was water over there, whatever, the water was in the water cup, and the kid went and he poured the water out. He poured it out. And he's looking like, slapped him across the face, or right on the left, you know. What are you wasting water for? Like, what's going on? So my sister knows that luck is like this. Water, which was used for something else, which Mayim Shenasim B'Malacha is Pasul in the Tiyasi Daim. Let's say, so what does that mean? If the water, let's say, if you have water in a cup, which was somebody washed his hands before with it. Right, somebody turned on the hand, washed his hands, and he washed his hands and fell into the cup. Or you're washing the dishes and the water fell into the cup. That water is Pasul in the Tiyasi Daim. So therefore, with that cloud, it's recommended, if you're not going to get a slap, if there's water sitting in a cup, I'm saying you have no idea how the water got there. Chances are, the water probably fell in somebody's hands, or they're washing dishes. You should pour out that water and you should use a new fresh water. What?
No,
I don't have to wash out that. That's possible. I'm saying, but the water.
I think I'm having a full cup.
Oh yeah, we got that in a second. Yeah, you value should have a full cup. I'm going to speak about that. What? Yeah. No, the only problem is if the water was used. That water which is used, it fell in your hand and fell into the cup, but nothing wrong using the same bottle. We'll get that soon, hopefully. In terms of how much water you should use, so the Mechaber brings down the Gemara of Chisda. Chisda says, right over here. First, the Mechaber says, Sarkli zav tis daim, shakom zav tis daim, chayv nida. The Gemara says that, mezav tis daim, chayv nida. Bol d'anias, because you come poor, but not come no ilam. This is Kufn Ches Sef Yud, even though the Shir's Revius. You should not be cheap on the water. I know there's a drought, but you shouldn't be cheap on the water. Damar Rav Chista, Anamashi Mali Chafni, Maya Vevli Mali Chafni Tavusa. I washed with tons of water, I got tons of good, tons of bracha from washing with a lot of water. So Mechav Paskin that it's Kedai to use a lot of water when you wash your hands. You should make sure to use at least a Revius for each hand. At least for Revius for each hand, Revius is about 2.3 ounces, which is about 3.3 ounces. Is Kedai to do at least a Revius for each hand, and so you're supposed to use Mayim B'Shefa. Fine, so let's talk about we said before, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, so you never did, that sometimes people, they dry the cup before they wash their hands. You never saw it? No, it's not again, right? Oh, it sounds like this. It's really a shot. When does the water become tummy? In other words, everyone knows if you wash one hand and then you touch the other hand, you have to wash it again, right? Why do you have to wash again? Because you washed one hand, right? So this hand came tar. But the water became tummy. This hand was tummy, the water came tummy. Now if I touch my other hand to this hand, so this hand is tummy still. I'm being the tummy of the water, and it's the tummy of the hand again. So this halacha is, you have to make sure before you wash both hands, don't touch your hands to each other. Right, that everyone knows halacha? Fine. Where else is the negeya? It's negeya also that one. If you wash your hands before you dry them, you have to make sure no one else touches your hands. Because if they touch your hands, same thing. You wash your hands, they're tar, but they're still wet. If somebody comes and touches your hands, when their hands are tummy and they touch your hands, then you become tummy again.
They've washed already.
The what?
They've washed already.
If they washed already and their hands are dry. If they washed already, it's fine. Oh, wait, wait, wait. One more time, what?
They washed, so their hands are not tummy and they touch your hands.
I think it's still a problem.
Hands dry or wet?
What is it? Only if your hands are wet. Only if your hands are wet. I think it's brown, that's not true. Only if your hands are wet. If your hands are dry, once you dry them, you're okay. It's only if your hands are wet, make sure you don't touch one hand, don't touch another hand, and make sure no one else touches your hand. If somebody else touches your hand, when it's still wet, or one hand touches the other, you have to wash again. That's all. You have to wash it. Now, the shala is, if your hands are wet before you washed, or if the kli is wet, the question is, does that water become tame by your hands touching it? And then if that water comes tame, so then when you wash your hands, it's come tame again. So that's Mishnah Berurah is, and this is Mekadin, that the only time it gets into the Shaila of water becoming tame is only after you wash your hands, then it comes to Shaila. But before you wash your hands, there is no Shaila of the water becoming tame. And therefore, negate the Shaila, you have to dry off the cup before you wash your hands. Mishnah Berurah is, you don't have to do it. Because the before you wash your hands are not the time of the water. So therefore, the water on the cup is b'chal not a problem. So you do not have to dry the cup beforehand. So you don't have to dry the cup beforehand. After you wash your hands, you have to make sure not to touch somebody else's hands. And if you do, you have to make another bracha. Now, one halacha which I found like most people don't know is, what point, everyone knows not to talk if you didn't do Sudan, right? Take from the tefillah bracha, now I'll make a hafsik. It's really two halachas people don't know. It's one halacha is everyone thinks like, you can have a whole conversation. No, You can have a whole conversation without talking. So the question is that mutter or not? So the person can say, talking without words is also a problem. There's no difference. There is a difference, I'm saying. Talking is words. But talking without words, it is a problem. And if it's not letzarech habracha, you shouldn't do it. If it's letzarech habracha, you have to get the salt. So it's better to go than to say, please get the salt. If you have to, you'll add it. But if it's not letzarech the bracha, then you shouldn't go, nu, sha, you shouldn't be singing or humming or singing tunes or things like that. All these things are considered hafsekim, and you shouldn't do it after you wash. Now, what point is this chal? This also people don't know. People think that only after they finish washing both of their hands, then you're not allowed to talk. But as they're washing, I've seen a lot of times people talk. Shevelei, and Rishonim will say, as soon as you wash one hand, you started being mitara this hand. You started doing the tila. So from that point on, you're not allowed to talk. And if you talk after you wash one hand, they say you should rewash again. You should rewash again because you have a hefsek between the, just like if you wash then you talk, you're supposed to rewash again. So if you wash one hand and you talk, you should rewash. It's very, very important. Mitzvah fast and mitzvah because a lot of people don't know mitzvah.
They
say it's hefsek. What are you doing? Some stomach. What? He's not supposed to have hefsek between the netila and the bracha. That's the reason. Now, you have to make sure, also very important, you have to make sure that the water goes all over your hands. A lot of times, you see people that wash quickly, you go, and if you turn over your hand like that, you'll notice the bottom part of your hand, the cloud didn't get netila at all. And same thing happens, like, say, if you're not macro on this, 80% of the time, you're not going to get all over. You're not going to get all the hands. Because if you just go like that, then you don't... The chachilah what you should do is while you wash your hands, like you should turn over like that, turn over your hand like that. You should like that. The water will get all over the place. You have to be some late for this because most people aren't some late, then you have a problem. After you wash your hands, so the chachilah you should put your hands up. There's a mild doing shifshuf. You should put your hands together like that. It cleans the hands, and also you have to wash both hands. And also, if the water didn't get anywhere, someplace can hold that. If you go around like that, then that also that'll be the seder. And I got the word all the place and that was it. What?
Why is the water not tame?
No, if you wash, it's a good question because if you wash with visa both hands, then it's okay. If the word hands didn't get it all over the place, then you weren't tied the hands yet. The tire is only chal after you get after it gets all over the place. Since the tire wasn't chal yet, then it'll be the seder. Running out of time. If what? What do you say?
Yeah,
you're making
the bracha.
No, you're making the bracha. Just want to my lachas quickly. If you go to the bathroom during the Suda, so the Pesach and Mishabru is, if you go for Ketanim, you wash your hands without a bracha. But if you go for Gdolim, then during and you're planning to eat bread again, so then the Pesach and Mishabru is that you should wash this again with a bracha. And all the luck is if before the Suda, let's say you go to the bathroom, now you come out of the bathroom. So the question is, what do you do now in terms of washing? If you're, some people are not able to wash with a kli, every time they go out, come out of the bathroom. If you're going to wash with a kli, so then what's going to happen? You're going to make ashi outside. It's going to be a hafsik because you washed your hands, so you're really mitari dying. So So the place we say we should do is that when you come out of the bathroom, you should wash without a kli, just put your hands on the faucet, and then afterwards you go wash, and then whatever, and then you just wash afterwards regularly with the. You can sash as well, right?
Yeah, dry hands.
No, you do not have dry hands in between. You wash once without a kli, and then you make a shiatsa, and then you could. If, like I said, if your hands are wet, you don't have to dry them. If your hands are wet, before you make when you come to wash, you're not mechuyav to dry them. One thing, you're not mechuyav to dry them. When you dry your hands, so Meshavir says you shouldn't dry it on your begadim because it's kasher l'shicha. You should dry it on a towel. You shouldn't dry it on your shirt or dry it on your pants. What do you say? It's not quite that. Go like that. So, and if you use a revius on each hand, so make a din, you don't have to dry hands. That which we say after dry hands, very careful, and if you don't dry your hands, that's only if you don't have a revius. If you use a revius on each hand, which is about 3.3 ounces, which is fill up a cup, that's how you're going to do it. What do you say?
If someone touches your hand.
Then also make a din, it's okay. If you use a revius, make a din, and then make a din, it's going to be okay. I'm going to end up with one story about about Nefesh for Matthias Yedayim. It's a story of the lady Esther Fleischman in the Holocaust. So she was very sick. She didn't have any food. She didn't have any water. And she was very, very sick. So she asked for anybody, does anybody have any water for Matthias Yedayim? Does anybody have any water for her? Because they don't get any water. After 2 days, her sister was Moisa Nefesh to sneak in to get her a fourth of a cup of water. So the sister gave her a cup of water. She said, drink it. She said, I didn't ask for her to drink it. I asked her for Matthias Yedayim. She took the water, she washed her hands, and she washed my soul, and she was nifter.